Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode number 27, Pay Attention to Draw Attention. During the holiday season, while traveling or hosting or visiting others, you may not be able to keep up your writing at the same pace. We discussed in the last episode the benefit of having a rut to run in. As we head into the next couple of months, we may not be able to maintain those writing routines at the same level. You might enjoy browsing the article at my website on Friday. It's called Write in the Middle of the Holidays, to consider some ideas for how you can decide and plan on what your routines may be during this time. Today, I want to encourage you that even if you're unable to keep up a modified version of your writing routine, you can do one thing. Pay attention to draw attention. If you can pay attention to the details, events, and interactions surrounding you over the next few weeks, and you have a way to collect and store them, you'll be able to use all of that for later when you're writing to draw attention. Oliver Berkman, in an article in The Guardian, refers to a book by Steven Pinker, who says that writing is inherently a psychological phenomenon, a way that one mind can cause ideas to happen in another mind. He says that writing is cognitively unnatural and an odd way to communicate. And this makes sense because you can read body language or facial cues to know if another person is understanding you if you're in person talking with them. The other person can ask you to elaborate or clarify if they don't understand. But with writing, you don't have that. You can't see the reader, and the reader can't ask you for information. Pinker draws on the work of two language scholars, Mark Turner and Francis Noel Thomas, who label their approach joint attention. He says that writing is this twist on behavior that we've had for millennia, which is drawing someone else's attention to something visible. He uses the example of hiking alongside someone, and as you're approaching a crest, you might point out something. Hey, look between those trees. Can you see that little patch of yellow stone? That's the spire of the church poking up, you know. So he says, if you are a writer, you can pretend to see something in the world that's interesting, and you're directing the attention of the reader to that thing. Berkman says, perhaps this seems stupidly obvious. How else could anyone write? Yet much bad writing happens when people abandon this approach. Then he talks about how academics, for example, might be trying to sort of show off their knowledge instead of bringing the reader alongside to explain. He mentions journalists who might be tempted to be the first to break a story rather than bring accurate understanding. All interfere with joint attention, he says, making writing less transparent. This directly applies to that question, is should you write for yourself or for your audience? And in this case, you would conclude that it's for the audience, but not to impress them. The idea is to help them discern something you know they'd be able to see if only they were looking in the right place. That's the writer's job, he says. We want to be the ones who see, to notice what's going on in the world directly around us and beyond. So if we're the ones to start to see, and we take notes and store them somewhere where we can find them later when we're sitting down to work, we're doing something incredibly productive for the writing life, for our future readers. It may not feel like writing, but it's the work of a writer. So this can be a task for the holidays if you can't find even an hour to open up your computer and make a little progress on your writing. You can press pause on that for a few days and instead pay attention. Pay attention. Be the one to see. Take notes. And be ready to write in a way that draws the reader's attention to something you've seen. Through story, description, essay form, poetry, fiction, put words to what you've come to see and understand and draw the reader's attention to see it. They can see it if we show them where to look. Berkman ends his article saying it's the writer and reader side by side scanning the landscape. The reader wants to see. Your job is to do the pointing. So this holiday season, pay attention. Gather what you need to recreate the scene, the moment, the revelation, the sensory experience, and store it up for later. Just type a few notes into Evernote or OneNote, wherever you would drop a few sentences or bullet points to jog your memory. When the days return to normal and you have an hour to work again, you can pull those notes into Word, a Google Doc, Scrivener, and start the process of joint attention, walking alongside your future reader, write as if you're saying, look here, can you see it? You pay attention so you can draw your reader's attention. I'll drop some links into the show notes to articles like last Friday's Right in the Middle of the Holidays article, the Guardian article I mentioned by Oliver Berkman, and a few other helpful things. If you want to talk with me about the writing life in general, or your particular writing life, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly, annkroeker.com/contact, and get a hold of me that way, or you can tag me on Twitter, or like my Facebook page, annkroeker.writingcoach, and find me there. Everywhere we meet, on Facebook, Twitter, here on the podcast, or at my website, annkroeker.com, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive.